Good morning, Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I'm just inquiring, love. I live here in Dalton Street, just off Ashmole Road, and I was just wondering if I'm able to catch a magpie. He's just come in for a feed. I know he's feeding birds, and he's gone away, but his leg is bleeding pretty badly.
Yeah,
and I just thought if I'm able to catch him, can I bring him down there and you have a look at him or what?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. And so what, would you just have a look? Would you just have to keep him at all or not? Because I'm, you know, just concerned with his mate if he's feeding, because he comes and then he, you know, goes away again. But I'll...
Yeah, what we do is we admit him, assess the injury, and then go from there. So if it's something, you know, that we can treat, then we do. We send it on to a wildlife carer. Even though he's got a mate and he's feeding chicks at the moment, if he needs to go into care, depending on the nature of the injury with his leg, then he goes to a wildlife carer.
And what, is that just a private person here on the peninsula?
Yes, yeah. So we do our best to keep them local. We don't, unfortunately, have as many, not as abundant, as what we would like, so any sort of carer that we can get, well, they're usually either in this area or in Brighton, but when they release him, it'll be at your, where he was found, so it'll be at your house.
Yeah, that's right. That's good, because I have, you know, had an injured bird once before, and there used to be a man down in Main Road. This is before you people come here, and he come and collected him and took him away. You know, he was very sick and he was just on the lawn and the other birds were attacking him, so he was easy to catch. So I don't know how I'll go with this fella. I'll have
I can give you the phone number of a wildlife group that if they're able to, they'll send somebody out to catch it.
Yeah, but I just got to wait for him to come back, and by the time they come, you know, he might be gone. But anyhow, you just can give it to me if you like, and I will either
On the off chase, if you can't catch him, then at least you've got this other option, and that
Yeah, right, love. Okay.
Alrighty. So they're called Wildlife Rescue Queensland.
Wait a minute. Rescue. Yep. Queensland. Yep.
And their phone number is 0478.
Yep.
901.
Yes. 801. Okay. 0478901801.
No,
yeah.
0478.
Is it 78?
Yeah.
Oh, 0478.
Yeah,
78901801 801 24 6 8 10. Yeah, I've got my 10 numbers.
Yeah,
0478901801.
Perfect, that's it.
Yeah. He's really so friendly. He comes into my house and he looks for me if I'm in the lounge or if I'm in the office, you know, the computer room. He looks for me and... anyhow, that's how come I heard him squawking, and when I come in, because I was out saying goodbye to my brother outside, and when I come in, all this blood's on the floor, and it was a lot of blood. And so I don't know. And before, he was coming in, and he was holding his leg up for so many days, and I didn't know, you know, what was wrong. But when I come in, so whether he's had an abscess or something and it's burst, I don't know, but it's bleeding now, that same leg that he was holding up.
Yeah, no, well, either, yeah, if you can get him into us so that we can have a look, or, yeah, if you can't catch him, call that other group, they'll be able to help out.
Yeah, what time do you close today, love?
We close at 5.
5, okay, right, and you've got parking around the back, haven't you?
We do, yeah, yep.
Yeah, I've got a cat cage, so I can stick him into the cat cage and transport him down that way. I'll just have to see how I'm going to catch him. Yeah.
All
okay,
right.
Mate, and thanks for your help.
No worries.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye.